He won't be on for much of that time today because we have very recently announced that we have a new sponsor for the trivia question every morning in the 6 o'clock hour. It is the Forest at Duke. And also, we have a brand new regular interview on this show in the 8 o'clock hour once a month. And I'm so excited. The last Friday of each month, you get to hear What's Up at the Forest, presented by the Forest at Duke, a community that encourages you to keep growing. Since its opening in 1992, the Forest has given residents of retirement age the opportunity to keep exploring independently by enhancing their ability to lead purposeful, active, healthy, and secure lives. Really do some cool stuff over there. It's nestled in the beautiful central part of North Carolina. Over 800 residents from 38 different states and all walks of life have chosen to call the Forest home over the past 25 years. Now, on What's Up at the Forest today, you're going to meet a resident and a special guest, which brings me to my guest today. Aaliyah Granger is sales counselor at the Forest at Duke. Good morning, Aaliyah.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And Joe Harvard is a resident at the Forest. Welcome to you too, Joe.
Thank you very much. We're glad to be here.
Good to have you both here. Aaliyah, for the folks who don't know, what is the Forest at Duke? What do you do, and what is the mission there?
Sure. The Forest at Duke is an award-winning continuing care retirement community right in the heart of Durham. We are a vibrant community, and as you said, our purpose is to foster independence and purposeful and active living for residents.
Well, it's really cool what I've heard so far. And Joe, I hear you've been Durham for a long time, since 1980. What makes Durham so special to you?
I like Durham for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons is because of the diversity in the community. Mm-hmm. You can meet people from all, doing all kinds of things, different backgrounds, different racial orientation, different religious commitments. So it's a great richness of diversity. And so far, we've learned how to get along together, and that's what we're working on.
Well, that's a good model for the world, I think.
over
800 people living there from, and I mentioned earlier, from 38 different states. Where are you from?
I've lived in Durham the last 40 years, but I'm a native of Florida.
Okay. All right.
So I was born on the Suwannee River. You know that way down upon the Suwannee River?
Absolutely. If you can sing that for us a little bit later. Later today, Joe is hosting an interfaith panel discussion at the Forest called Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community? That's the title of a book written by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. back in 1967, advocating for human rights and a sense of hope. Joe, what inspired you to host this interfaith panel discussion?
For the 40 years since I came to Durham in 1980, almost 40 years now, I've been working with other religious leaders to try to build community. Build what Martin Luther King called the beloved community. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we do that is to try to get people to listen and talk to each other coming from different backgrounds. There were a number of us that came together in 1983 when the Ku Klux Klan came to Durham to try to make a point that we were not a community that would be welcoming to the philosophy of the Klan. And we started a movement that went on until many of us retired and still going on in Durham, and that is to get people to sit down together and talk. Our motto is kind of walk together and talk together, O ye people of the earth, and then and only then will you have peace.
Well, sadly, you're still having to continue that effort today. It's kind of ridiculous that we've made a lot of progress, but we have so far to go here. What are the goals of this panel discussion, and where do you expect the conversation to go?
Well, like all good conversations, I'm not really sure where it'll go, but we've got some really good people who've all been working in their own individual communities and collectively to try to build a beloved community, and so they're going to share some of the stories of things that they've done with people from other faith communities. Our hope is to show that. One of the things about religion is religion can be a contributing factor to all the violence and hatred, and I don't need to give you examples of that, the shootings and the deaths over religious issues, but it can also be a sign, which is what it was intended to be, as a healing for healing of the nations. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to show how in Durham groups have come together to walk together and talk together and to find a way to go together peacefully. into this future.
Well, we need a lot of healing today. There's no question about that. But what do you enjoy, taking a look aside from all that, what do you enjoy most about life at the Forest of Duke?
I enjoy the people. There's some interesting people from literally all over the world. One of the members of our panel today, Dr. Prem Sharma, grew up in India. Mm-hmm. He came here, he was a dentist. He came here and was the dean at the dental school in Marquette University. He's written three novels. I mean, and that's just one person. There are lots of people like him who we are fortunate to get to know. A number of people at the Forest of Duke are people that I knew living in Durham for the last 40 years. But then there are a lot of newcomers who come here because they've got family in the area. They've got, they like the health care that's available in our community. They like the way of life in, mm-hmm. in Durham. So it's a rich, rich community, and I'm really enjoying it more and more every day.
In some ways, you could say it's like a microcosm of the whole Triangle community, because we literally have, I'd say that's one of the best things about living in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Mm-hmm. Folks are here from not only all over the country, but all over the world. And it really makes for interesting conversations and really makes it a great community. Aaliyah, mm-hmm. lots of events like this and that you have going on. I once had a conversation with someone who lives there about beekeeping, all kinds of things,
sure.
things there. What are some of the kinds of events that you host on a regular basis at the Forest of Duke?
Sure. Well, Reverend Harvard and the discussion that he is hosting today is such a great example of how our residents and their experiences contribute to the rich culture of the forest. In addition to those resident-brought opportunities, we provide opportunities for all kinds of lifelong learning, fitness programs, social conversations, and opportunities to be of service both at the forest and in the surrounding communities.
A lot of interesting things, and it never gets boring, I'm told.
No, indeed. Always something happening at the forest.
How can we get more information about living at the Forest of Duke? If there's someone who's interested in living there or maybe taking part in some of the events that take place there, how do they find out more?
Sure. I would invite any of your listeners to visit our website at www.forestduke.org. That's forestduke.org.
Reverend Harvard, I want to thank you for coming in today. And again, this takes place later in the day. What are the hours? What are we
it's
talking
at 3
about?
3 o'clock, and it's going to be in the auditorium. Mm-hmm. And we hope anyone interested in the community will come. We've opened it up to the community. So, and there'll be parking places. Just enter the forest, and you'll see event parking. And come and join us for what we hope is going to be a lively and also a very helpful and also a very hopeful conversation.
Helpful and hopeful. I love it. How many people on the panel?
There are four.
Mm-hmm. Four people on the panel, and of course, everybody else will have an opportunity to weigh in as well. So
yes.
It sounds really.
And all of them have rich experience in the Durham community, mm-hmm. trying to help build community.
All right.
So it ought to be an enjoyable evening, afternoon.
I would think so. And as you said, hopefully helpful.
That's right.
Thank you for joining me this morning on What's Up at the Forest, presented by the Forest of Duke, where people of retirement age never stop growing, asking, imagining, and are always keeping life interesting and something to look forward to every day. As I said a moment ago, it never gets boring. If you'd like to find out more, go to forestduke.org. 854, this is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.